Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Tell you what, Steve, I finally realized what the world is missing. I was worried about how are we going to go on. I mean, you know, there was something, an empty spot in my soul.
Mm.
And you know what it was?
That you're just a soulless human being?
No, I have a soul. Okay, there was just an empty spot.
See, oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's it. But it's finally going to be filled. You're going to realize I had a soul after all, because what was missing in my life? A travel show with Ozzy and Jack Osbourne. That's what I needed. I didn't realize that's what I needed in my life. That's why I was sad, going through all the depression, on all these meds. It was just I needed Ozzy and Jack to do a show where they travel around and visit places.
That sounds ridiculous, but I absolutely will watch that show.
Yeah.
Anything that Ozzy Osbourne is in, especially when you're putting him in something that's not his usual element, sounds like television gold.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if this is what maybe contributed to the problems that he and Sharon were having, because obviously they had to go film this show and do this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, at his age, should he be under the stress of any kind of, like, weekly commitment to anything or daily commitment?
But I hear they're working on their relationship again. And I know.
Really?
All that happen just as a promotional vehicle for this show? Like, let's create some kind of drama so that we could promote Ozzy's stupid new TV show.
How sad is it that I totally believe you? I don't believe anything that goes on anymore except that, oh, he's got a new show. Because I didn't know about this show, but now it makes total sense. It's called Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. It's on the History Channel, new travel show. And, they visited the...
I want to be on the Travel Channel.
I don't know why. It's very odd that the Travel Channel actually has travel shows because, as you know, MTV doesn't do videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I'm the Travel Channel at this point, I just start doing historic shows.
Yeah.
You know, you want to take a piece out of our puzzle?
Yeah, that's right.
F you.
Because, I mean, there are shows on the History Channel, you go, that's not, it has nothing to do with history. So the show is called Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. And surprisingly, or not surprisingly, if you know Ozzy's history, the first place was to the Alamo. Because, as you know, the Alamo was infamous for Ozzy because of the fact that he was supposedly arrested for relieving himself on the Alamo. So it's, I guess, you know, all right, great first episode. Turns out this whole story of him relieving himself in the Alamo, they reveal in the show, maybe isn't completely true.
Okay, so here's what you were actually arrested for. Believe it or not, it was for public intoxication. So not for the other thing we know about. So one of the most important parts about history is setting the record straight.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're happy to welcome you back, and you guys are always welcome here in San Antonio.
Thank you very much.
So what do you think about your arrest and that it was public intoxication and not public urination?
Oh, yeah, I was totally broke into my happy dance.
I don't even know what he said, but I love it.
Broke into his happy dance, I think is what he said, happy dance. God, he sounds like he doesn't even care. Now, I didn't see the video. I've only heard the audio. But that was the most boring. I mean, what? They try to make it sound exciting with the music and everything.
Sure.
But you can hear, Ozzy doesn't even care.
I don't even think Ozzy remembers he was ever at the Alamo.
And this is his son. Here's Jack. Well, I'm trying to make some money off Pops. Pops, how would you feel?
I just get the check.
I remember when that rumor started. It was a few years ago. Somebody like spoke up and said, "No, there's no way in hell that Ozzy got busted for urinating on the Alamo." I guess it turns out they think that he urinated on a statue right by the Alamo.
Oh well, that's different.
But according to some sources over there, said that if it was true, the police wouldn't have arrested him. They would have beaten him to an inch of his life.
Oh, well, it's nice to know the folks down in San Antonio, that's how they roll.
It's like, think you're going to get away with urinating on the Alamo? No.
By the way, I don't think the police need that in their life, that if some guy's taking a leak on a wall, I know it's the Alamo, but that the police are going to come out and beat the crap out of you? Are you sure you want that on record?
It was a different time, man.
That's right. It was
early 80s.
They broke into the habitants and beat me about the skull.
So yeah. You're not going to watch that show, I would imagine.
I don't.
Doesn't sound like you're too keen on it.
How about you, Steve? You still going to make that appointment to must-see TV?
I don't foresee myself setting the DVR.
Yeah, I don't either. There's,
Why should I now know what happened?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Thanks, BJ. No spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. All right. Well, Steve, here's a question for you. What city has the most pot smokers? Now, I know you know because you're going to give us the news. I'll tell you this. Surprisingly, not a city in Washington or Colorado.
Nope.
Steve will tell you the city that has the most pot smokers. He's got the news for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Show your support for 45 years of us being us. That's right, 45 years of The Rock in Seattle. We'll get that new That 70s shirt. It's a pretty cool looking shirt. Pretty what we put out there back in the 70s when, you know, we were just bippus in the radio station world. And here we are now. We're mature adults, but we still like to throw it back with this shirt. Sweet looking shirt. Check it out. Just go to KISW.com.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys. Let's talk about marijuana, because there was a big study that was just done by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA. They decided to figure out they decided to figure out which city is smoking the most pot. And now it's surprisingly no cities in Washington, no cities in Colorado. You would think maybe those would have the most amount of pot smokers because, well, you can smoke it legally.
Yeah.
Any guesses on what city do you think it is? It's a West Coast city.
It is a West Coast city. Whoa. Portland?
Good guess, but nope.
I don't know, man.
Think Silicon Valley.
Oh, think Silicon Valley, San Jose?
San Fran.
Oh, San Francisco's really, all right, fair
it's
enough.
Close enough.
But Bay Area.
I'm trying to give you a hint. I couldn't think of anything quickly other than Silicon Valley.
You should have said Draymond Green.
I could have done that.
Because he's got a great name for that, and he's in the news later.
But yeah, 15% of San Francisco residents ages 12 and up use marijuana monthly or more, which is the highest rate in the country.
San Francisco. And that's like the fourth largest metropolitan area in our country. How is California not legalized yet? I don't understand that.
I'm sure eventually
they
will.
Sure, some people down in the L.A. area like the Gangelouni.
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris were in town over the weekend. They were part of the big torchlight parade for Seafair. And I guess their kid stole the show. Jack Pratt, he's 3 years old. He was rocking a captain's outfit with a nautical hat and a Minecraft toy sword, just waving it at the crowd. Mom and dad were rocking some Seahawks jerseys. That's pretty cool. And Chris Pratt also wearing a Rainier beer trucker hat, showing some love to the Northwest.
That's awesome.
Both of them have strong ties to the Northwest. If you didn't know, Chris Pratt grew up in Lake Stevens, and Anna Faris, she grew up in Edmonds.
And if you know, we actually interviewed them while little Jack was kind of going a little...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he was having quite a day.
He was like two at that time.
Yeah, so we knew that kid. That kid's going to be a star.
Oh, man. Well, I guess I owe everybody breakfast. Although I think Steve Cizak actually owes all of us breakfast.
Oh, yeah? What did he do badly? Did he not have a good game for you?
Dude, the Mariners were about to win the series against the Cubs.
I know.
And they're up 6-3. Well, they're up 6-0 at one point, but then they're up 6-3 in the ninth.
Yeah.
Our fine closer throws a wild pitch to tie the game. It goes into extra innings.
Yeah.
And then, of all people, John Lester, the pitcher, has a big suicide squeeze or a two-strike squeeze bunt. in the 12th, bringing in the run.
Yeah, and he's a Tacoma kid.
I know.
Yeah. So it's just insult to injury, John Lester.
Well, anyways, yeah, the Cubs wound up beating the Mariners. Also in the national spotlight, that was the first time the Mariners have been featured on ESPN in years.
Yeah, and, you're right.
Wow, I mean, they definitely gave them their money's worth.
That was a heck of a game. I mean, granted, it didn't go our way, but it
yeah,
was an
if you're
exciting,
a Cubs fan.
And it's an exciting game to see that yeah. kind of thing happen on national spotlight. Right now.
Nice to see the bats alive, and once again, the pitching.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, the Mariners did trade one of their pitchers, Wade Miley, to the Baltimore Orioles. They wound up getting Ariel Miranda. He's a big minor league guy, so we'll see what happens with that. Although, Jerry DePoto, the general manager for the Mariners, is not making any kind of indication that they're selling or anything along those lines. They just said, we're glad that Wade could go from one team in a playoff contention to another.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great yeah. politician. He is. Wow. He actually said that.
I know. We're still in the wild card hunt, DJ.
Oh, Jerry.
Oh, the Sounders, man. They wound up tying 1-1, playing one of their best games of the season. New coach, Brian Schmetzer. And then also they also marked the debut of Nico Lodiero. He looked pretty good out there as well, but they weren't able to get the win. It was a 1-1 draw against the LA Galaxy over the weekend. And, man, Tyrone Woodley just upset Robbie Lawler in the UFC to become the UFC welterweight champion, knocking out Robbie at UFC 201 over the weekend. As far as weather, 79 degrees and sunny.
Hey, buddy, were you doing a lot of yelling at that Mariners game or something?
I was all last night.
On your front of your TV there?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with my voice.
Yeah.
I wasn't yelling at all.
Yeah.
I was aggressively humming.
Oh, there you were. That's what it was.
You Mariners.
That's what you're doing. Oh, I was wondering if there was a show or anything you went to.
And I played hockey all weekend in Vancouver.
Oh, of course. That's exactly what it is. So you've got drunker's throat. That's what you've got. I forgot. That's right. This was your hockey weekend in Vancouver.
I did not get drunk on Saturday.
Listen, Jerry DePoto.
I did not get drunk on Saturday.
Yeah, you didn't get drunk on Saturday?
Friday, a different story.
Yeah. And really, Friday didn't go into Saturday morning, so you can't count
no.
both.
Saturday, I had every intention, but I was like, you know, I'm going to rest up. And then I fell asleep and didn't wake up again until like 3 a.m.
Oh, there you go. Well, at least you didn't get drunk on Saturday.
So I had a good night's rest.
Yeah, a good day's rest, apparently. Oh, that's fantastic.
Ate a lot of sushi.
Oh, really? Got good sushi down there in Vancouver?
We actually were in Richmond, which is a little bit near Vancouver. We went to a place called Richmond Sushi, and it was all you can eat.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, we put that guy to work.
Oh, man.
Because there was like 15 or 20 of us, and we're just like, just keep bringing us fish.
Of course you did. Yeah. Wait, no, wait, was this Vancouver, Canada, Vancouver?
Yeah, Richmond, British Columbia.
Oh, you were in BC.
Yep.
Oh, so you were near the big city. Oh, that's old. I thought you were down in Vancouver, Washington. Like, they got great sushi down there?
I almost didn't make it into Canada. I got to customs.
What happened to you? What are you doing? Why are you causing a stir? We have enough problems in this country.
It was my fault because I wasn't fully listening to the customs guy.
Oh, that's so, it. You know, they love that.
He's like, hey, you know, like usual, whenever you go try and cross the border, he's like, so what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to a hockey tournament. He goes, well, what do you do for a living? I go, I work on the radio. He goes, oh, so are you playing or are you announcing it? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm playing. I play goalie. He's like, okay. And at that point, I thought he said, do you have goalie gear in the back of your car? To which I respond, yes. And I smile. Well, then the look on his face was, clearly, he did not ask me that question.
Oh.
Because apparently what he asked me was, do you have a gun in the back of your car?
Oh.
And so I'm like, yes. He goes, you what? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you have a gun in your car. I'm like, no, I don't even shoot guns. I don't even know what you're talking about. He's like, well, why'd you say you have a gun in the back of your car? I'm like, I thought you said, do I have goalie gear in the back of my car? He's like, well, of course I know you have goalie gear if you're playing goalie. I'm like, I'm sorry. He goes, just go.
Just go, you half an idiot.
You're clearly too stupid to be trying to pull a fast one on me.
I can't throw stones because I mishear people all the time. Yeah. So, yeah, that sucks when you think you heard what the guy said. And then you're like, I sure do.
I just never, you know, I just it didn't register that I would be asked if I have a gun in my car.
Here's what you need to do next time.
I have a love gun.
Yeah, well, you could have done that. I was going to go something a little less PG-13. You just, you know, flex them and go right here.
Got two of them
right here. Would you like some tickets to this gun show there, big boy?
And then he's like, pull off to the side. We're strip searching you.
That's right. Then he'll see the love gun show. Speaking of the love gun show, Draymond Green, everybody, our latest.
My favorite basketball player.
You know what? this guy, he just because he didn't get the trophy doesn't mean he can't show off the trophy. That would be his package. Whoa, Steve, you put it on the screen.
Wow.
Oh, whoa.
I just found the picture.
Wow.
Oh, man.
All right, Draymond. You know what? I guess if I'm Draymond, I'm you know what? He sent that picture to everybody, meant to send it to, I guess, specifically somebody else.
Oh, I
Vicky can't take her eyes off it. Vicky, what is that rating? All the pictures
well,
you get.
Well, it's a close-up, so I don't really know what's going on. So.
Oh, so you're not sure.
He's working the angles, man.
Oh,
yeah. He needs to
show the full meal deal.
I don't need to give him any advice. I'm out.
So Vicky knows. So people have tried this on you before, Vicky?
Yeah.
They try to make it look like they've got something going on, and you're not sure if they do.
I can't unsee this picture.
And yet you're still looking.
I don't want to look. It's just there.
It really is, and it is. Vicky's right. I really don't know what to say about it. I was impressed at first, but she's right. I don't really see the full totality of what's going on, so I'm not sure what's happening.
I'm impressed with what I do see.
All right, good enough.
But I need to see more.
I do have to say, like, there's times where I'll send, like, a snap to my wife.
That kind of a snap?
No.
Please don't make a mistake, because I'm on Snapchat now. I don't need this mistake in my life.
No, but it'll be, like, something stupid that I don't want. But I sometimes accidentally hit my story.
Oh.
Because that's the first, if you know.
When it goes to your story, then everybody gets your story.
And I bet that's what he did. He meant to send it to somebody.
Oh, no.
And it went instead to the entire. And then I'm sure with him, he's got so many Snapchat followers that, I've been able to just quickly go there and delete it because nobody's checking.
Yeah.
But I'm sure people are on top of that. Well, I don't know if anyone's on top of that. That might hurt. But.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he did. He claimed he got hacked because everybody does when there's a junk picture out there.
I love that he did that because then people dredged up old instances of him on Twitter where he said he did something where he got hacked. And it was like twice in 2 years that he pulled the I got hacked line.
Yeah. And then eventually said, I meant to send that privately and I screwed up.
I mean, how would you say I got hacked? Like, so some random person hacked your phone and then sent a dong picture?
Yep, that's what I would do when I hack you. You know, why go and hack the emails of any presidential candidates when I can get Draymond Green's junk? That'll really fix the world.
Draymond Green.
Yeah, so he's in Houston practicing for the Olympics, and apparently he was practicing something else, too. He said, quote, "I'm not going to sit here and throw a pity party and say I can't catch a break. I'm fine. And according to Vicky, you are." But she wants to see more, Draymond Green. She's not convinced you're that fine.
Yeah, I'm looking at his tweet. It said, "Hacked. Can't win right now."
Here's his line. "Once it's out, it's out."
Yes.
That's a quote. Well,
we're aware of that.
That's true, Draymond. It is out, and it is out. There you go. Like a champion, or at least almost champion.
This guy keeps doing things to make me become even more of a fan of him. He's just a mess.
Yeah, well.
He kicks people in the junk. He sends out pictures of his junk.
Oh, that's a good point, Steve. I hadn't thought about that. He's really junk fixated, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he really, really is. All right, you have a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. How do you do it? Well, you got to play him in Beat Migs. And you know what? Every once in a while, he gets one right. And this was one of those times.
Basset Hounds and Bloodhounds are both known for their keen sense of what?
Logic?
No.
Yes. Smell.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. So, you want a chance to beat this man? Well, as long as he doesn't send out pictures, you're pretty good shape. And he will not beat you with anything that Draymond Green owns.
That would hurt.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. What we're doing? We're playing Beat Migs at 647. Put it away, Steve.
I can't.
Jesus.
I can't turn it off.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field, but you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.